It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights. And our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 13, D?
All right. So first up, I've got the Seattle Seahawks defense. Give me that Seahawk defense against the paper planes. Number two, I've got the Dallas defense. I'm loving the Dallas defense. Thanksgiving Day against the New York football Giants, possibly Tommy Cutlets under center. And number three, give me the Lions defense. Loving the Lions defense. They're out there hurting people, and they have the privilege of playing against division rival the Bears this weekend. So, yeah, give me the Lions. What do you got?
All defense, prediction, pain. All of them. Every single one. My first green light, give me DeAndre Hopkins against the Raiders. I think he finally has a breakout day. You know, they've been working him into the offense. He's been kind of here and there. This is the game. This is the game where they finally get their return on investment for D-Hop. Number two. Give me Michael Pittman Jr. against the Patriots. This game is going to be so bad. It's absolutely atrocious. And I think Pittman is going to be able to really feast on that Patriots secondary that's now in disarray. What happened to Kyle Duggar? He used to be a really good player. And he's regressed a lot this year. So that's going to be a fun matchup in favor of Michael Pittman Jr. And number three, give me Tony Pollard against the Commies. Just got a feeling that Tony Pollard is going to be very active in the offense, and I think he's going to get home. And he's going to...
Man, I hope you're right.
And he's on your fantasy team, I know. So, you know, a little gift from me to you. So, with any luck, he's able to get in there and at least score one touchdown on Sunday. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
First off, I'm going to go with Tyreek Hill. I just, wide receiver, Miami Dolphins. I think they're playing the Packers Thursday night in Green Bay. He's dealing with a wrist injury, and he just hasn't been the Tyreek Hill that he was last year. Number two, I'm going with Justin Herbert. I mean, after seeing Quentin Johnson drop passes last night and the Chargers give the ball to Gus Edwards on the goal line, I just don't like him against the Falcons at all. And the last one I'm going to go with, this is a tough one, but I just don't see D Moore having a big day against the Detroit Lions. I don't see Swift having a big day against the Detroit Lions either. So I would try to stay away from, or Caleb Williams, stay away from Bears players.
That's fair. I don't blame you. The way that defense is humming, for sure. I got to go with the Giants defense against the Cowboys. Now, it's not going to be a shootout per se, because it's Cooper Rush versus maybe Tommy DeVito or maybe Drew Lock. But that's just an ugly game all around. The Giants don't get to the quarterback. The Cowboys can't run the ball. So this is a very interesting... It's just a shit matchup all the way around. The Cowboys defense, though, will be good for a couple of sacks. So if you're looking for a defense, you could do worse than the Cowboys. So sit the Giants, start the Cowboys. Stay away from the Giants this weekend. Major red light. Number two. I don't like Joe Burrow against the Steelers. I got a bad feeling. I have a really bad feeling. They get after the quarterback. Joe Burrow, he gets hit a lot. This could be a long day for Joey B. And then number three, Jets defense against the Seahawks. That has been diminishing returns each and every week since Robert Saleh got fired and Jeff Ulbrich became the head coach. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And I think it finally bottoms out against Geno Smith, of all people. Geno Smith comes in here and then tears them a new asshole. Like, that would be something that is like, mwah, chef's kiss, picture perfect. Like, that would be fantastic if Geno Smith not only outplayed Aaron Rodgers, but also stuck it to the organization that kind of scapegoated him and said he wasn't very good. Those are our green lights. Those are our red lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ. And let us know who you're starting and who you're sitting for NFL Week 13. Time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. All right. Go. Please work.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.